you can in vibrational alignment with all of those things that you've been sending over there into vibrational escrow. You see how it works? Isn't that the best description that you've ever heard of utilizing your time in the best possible way?
Yes.
Where your life experience causes you to ask and 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 ask. And source answers and answers and answers and answers and answers and answers and answers. And then if you want in on it in a really selfish way, in a really I want to be aligned with the core of what I am creating way, then you spend your time reaching for thoughts that feel good, looking for reasons to praise and appreciate and bask, looking for the benefits and the positive aspects of what's going on. And as you do that, you come into the oneness of your own creation. You come into the oneness of your own soul or source or God force, and you live the life that you've intended as you came forth.
Thank you. I do have one more question. I believe, well, from my frame thought is you if you ask, it is given. That means you're always yes. Yes, 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 yes. You're always given what you ask for. How do I come in tune with what it is that I'm asking? For example, if I drive off to work and I get into a car accident, I must have asked for that accident. Likewise, if I win the lottery 2 weeks from now, I must have asked to win the lottery. Or, so basically with all these events happening and I get what I choose all the time, how do I become more in tune with what it is that I'm asking?
Well, the thing is, we don't think you have ever consciously or deliberately asked for a car accident. We think that if you've seen a car accident, you've asked for wellness and well-being. We think if you've even thought about a car accident, you've asked for that. So we think that you have filled your vibrational escrow, and the source that is really you has acquiesced and become a vibrational match to all of that. So if you are finding yourself participating in an automobile accident, it's not because you've asked for it in the sense that you mean asking here. It means that you have found things to focus upon that are holding you vibrationally apart from the well-being that you've asked for in a million ways. In other words, all day, every day, through the details of life that you're living, you're asking for the essence of things wanted. In other words, as you take everything very literally and you say, I see a car accident and I'm not asking for that, but as you observe something traumatic about it, you can't even participate with it with something like that from a distance without sending rockets of desires about what you really do want. You can't see illness without asking for wellness. You can't see an accident without asking for well-being. You can't observe poverty without asking for abundance. Whether it's your poverty or someone else's poverty, you can't witness it without asking for something else. And so the thing that we want you to hear is that the asking and the allowing, step one and step three, are two different steps, and there's a whole step in between that doesn't have anything to do with you. In other words, life causes you to ask, and as you focus upon things that feel good when you are focused upon them, that's how you get into the state of allowing. Many people take this business of law of attraction and deliberate creation so seriously that they try to monitor their thoughts, and they almost make themselves crazy as they're trying to sift the thoughts into good piles and bad piles and to avoid all bad thoughts. And we want you to understand that as you just relax and live life, you sort out all of this. And you have to remember that there was a standard within you the day you were born about what well-being really is. You didn't have to discover and set that standard once you got here in your physical body. You are a very old being who's been around for a very long time, and you know the difference between love and hate. You know the difference between well-being and not. You know who you really are, you see, and any departure. That's why we say you don't walk into a room and look for a dark switch. You don't look for some switch that will flood inky, misty darkness into the room to cover up the light. You know there is not such a switch. You know that there is a switch that could resist the light, but there's not a switch that introduces darkness into an environment. And there's not a source of evil or a source of badness or a source of sickness. There's just a chronic, learned along your physical trail, sometimes habit of thought that disallows the well-being that is your natural legacy, you see. So now coming back to the specifics of what you're asking for. Let's take the experience. Let's say what would make you clear that